함께 나의 수사. 할렐루야! 빅토리아 포스 할렐루야! Why don't you give Jesus a shout? kaza siakubusisa njalo Yesu siakujumisa Yesu siakubusisa Yesu siakubusisa Come on, let's sing with me, come on Yesu siakujumisa Yesu siakubusisa Yesu siakubusisa siakubusisa njalo Yesu siakujumisa Yesu siakubusisa Yesu siakubusisa
Tonight, I'm happy to inform you that there are some chairs to my left. You can move down from up there and make yourselves comfortable. A few chairs, so first come, first
serve.
Before we receive the servant of God, please put your hands together once again. Let's welcome Ida to bless us with a song.
Jesus Christ, I found
it's all in Jesus Christ. I have found it. I searched all over, but now I found it. I found new life in Jesus Christ. I found a love and peace, and I've been searching for joy and hope. But today I came to tell you that it's all in Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah. Clap your hands. Let's appreciate Ida. I see a lot of movement at the back. Please do not move. No one at the back is allowed to move around or to be chatting at the back. We have come to receive the word of God. And if you are not ready to settle down, you can leave the stadium. I see people moving at the back. Please do not move anywhere. Stay where you are and let us receive the word of God. Until we settle down, we cannot receive the servant of God to preach. No one should allow the devil to use you to disrupt tonight's campaign. Please remain where you are. Do not move. I believe God's power is going to move mightily here tonight. Satan knows what God has in store for you tonight. He knows God is about to turn your life around tonight. He knows your healing is about to be released tonight. And I'm excited to say tonight that the man God used yesterday is even more anointed for us tonight. On this final night, as he ministers, the word of God and the power of God, Victoria Falls will never be the same again. If you are expectant as I am, rise to your feet and let us receive the evangelist that you have built tonight.
Hallelujah.
Jesus, thank you for tonight. Thank you for your great power that is flowing in this place. Guide by your mighty hand. Do wonderful miracles, healing, deliverance for everyone that is gathered here today. Jesus, we welcome you. Holy Spirit, we welcome you. Have your way. Satan, we cut you out in Jesus' name. We bind demons that are operating here in Victoria Falls. We curse them and we curse their activities in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for victory over demons and demonic powers. Thank you for many miracles and healings and salvations tonight in the name of Jesus. And everyone said, amen.
Amen.
God bless you. You may be seated if you have a seat. I want to thank first of all the wonderful pastors, the chairman and the wonderful pastors of Victoria Falls. For opening your hearts to receive us and working with us for this great campaign.
If
you had not welcomed us, we could not and would not have come here. So we thank you very much. And we thank you. I want to thank you also especially for your wonderful gift. It's a very beautiful gift of the buffalo who is being attacked by lions but is still becoming mega and experiencing church growth. That is a really special gift. Thank you very much.
I will remember
and put it in a special place in my office. Hallelujah. To remember Victoria Falls always. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We also thank the government for their support.
The
police. For their support. For the campaign.
Amen.
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 God bless you all. Anyone who helps the church and the work of God is blessed. And anyone who fights God and fights the church is cursed. Say amen.
What amen?
So make sure you are never an enemy of the church. Are you enjoying the beginning of the rains? Everywhere we go, it seems to rain. That is a blessing. It's a sign of the showers of blessing that are coming into the city. Amen.
Amen.
Tonight, I want to share with you, and I want you to expect your miracle whilst I'm preaching. And my topic tonight is, how can you escape the damnation of hell? How can you escape the damnation of hell? In Matthew chapter 23 and verse 33, Jesus said, you serpents, you generation of vipers, how can ye escape the damnation of hell? Ladies and gentlemen, it is important for you to ask yourself the question that Jesus asked when he was here on earth. The Bible said, he said, How can ye escape the damnation of hell? Do you believe in heaven and hell? When you die, you are going to go unto only two possibilities. Heaven or hell. All Zimbabweans are going to either heaven or
hell.
All Zimbabweans are going to either hell or heaven. Tell your neighbor, you are going to either to go to heaven or to hell. You go to heaven or
hell.
Hey! So tonight the question we are asking is, how, I'm not asking, Jesus said, ye serpents, ye generation of vipers, how can ye escape the damnation of hell?
I see them buza lumbuza wato mchesu, uti lina nyoga, then zalo ye nyoga, liyo mbalega ganjani, kulo kukula selwa esokwe.
So the first question is, who are those going to hell so that we know, so that we don't join that group? Number one. Wicked people will go to hell. Wicked people. Psalm 9 verse 17 says, the wicked shall be turned into hell.
Hey.
Any wicked Zimbabwean who is going to hell.
Welcome Zimbabwe, Olomona, Olezenzo Zimbi, Uyesfokwe.
Is it not what is in the Bible?
I see Kokulochwe and I Bible.
The wicked shall be turned into hell. Like when they get to the gate of heaven, they'll be running to the gate of heaven like this. And they say, no, this way. They will be turned.
They'll
turn, say, this way. To hell. All wicked people will go to hell. That is how come we know many wicked people who have killed people, tortured people.
Siyazi kulabantu babi ababulala abantu basebenzisa udlabe bahlungubeza abanye.
Wicked tyrants will go to hell. Psalm 9 verse 17. The wicked shall be turned into hell. Tell somebody from today, don't be a wicked man again, otherwise you may go to hell.
Hey!
Number two. Psalm 9 verse 17, all those who forget God shall go to hell. Psalm 9 verse 17 again, it says, the wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God.
Hey.
Today, if If you go to certain European nations, they don't believe in God again. When you go to France, Germany, Switzerland, England, Norway, Sweden, Denmark, Belgium, Holland, they don't believe in God again. It's like there is no God.
France, or Germany, or Belgium, or Norway, or Holland.
So the wicked shall be turned into hell, and all nations that forget God shall be turned straight. The policeman will be this way when you are coming.
Okay, amen. So
will be turned straight to hell.
Hey.
Ladies and gentlemen, make sure you don't forget about God. When President Obama won the election 8 years ago, and he came on stage he said thank you to everybody, his wife, his campaign team, his daughters, his friends, even his dog, but he did not remember God. He never mentioned God. That God has done anything for him. Watch out. Watch out for kings who do not remember God. When President Trump won the election, the new vice president, when he came, the first thing he said was, I thank God for his grace that has made something like this possible. But when Donald Trump came, he thanked everybody without mentioning God. Watch out for people who forget about God. Many people, when they prosper, they forget about God. Many people, when they get small money, promotion, politics, God, forget about God. I remember a certain businessman. He had nothing, but he prospered. When he prospered a little, he forgot about God. One day, he was driving at top speed, and his car somersaulted, and he came out of the car. Nothing happened to him. When I saw him, I thought he would give glory to God. But no. He said that the have saved his life.
What we have done.
Watch out for people who forget about their
God.
One day there was a certain man. There was an earthquake and the building about 18 stories fell on him and he was under the building. After several days, they knew that everybody was dead. People began to prepare for the funerals of this man who was under 18 stories. But suddenly, they heard some noise and they used some bulldozers and they were able to go inside and this man, to everybody's surprise, was alive. Clap for Jesus.
What is country singing? There's some single, but some of them pull those who can't. But I'm fuman alunto te sapin.
So CNN or television, one of the news people came to interview him and said, "Sir,
what's so good about your CNN? But you know, sir,
how were you able to survive under 18 stories for so many days? You didn't die. Your legs are not broken. Nothing has happened to you." They asked the man, "Do you know what the man said?" The man said, "I am a man of strong willpower and determination."
We asked the bamboo zundota, "Abesen tacheli bati mnumzan upilele jani when uwele zimpata zonke inyaye masteza u 18 oba mana hawonke yena wapendo watu ngindota eko tekini leyo jalebe ingondo yayo elpeni eicho nile.
I'm a man of determination. When I decide to do something, I do. So they went to interview his wife. "Madam, your husband was able to survive for so many days. What is the secret of his survival?" And the wife said, "My husband, has been married to him for many years. He is a man of determination, a man of strong willpower, a man of, I mean, self-will and strength." So they went to see his doctor. "This man survived for so many days. How was your patient able to survive?" Do you know what the doctor said? The doctor said, "My patient is a very strong man of determination." Eight days later. What is he saying? I said 8 days later. This man of strong willpower and determination, he had a heart attack and died. Yes. The one who said, "I am determined. When I decide to live, I live. When I want to die, I die. I'm determined to live." After 8 days, he died. Where was his strong willpower? And where was his determination? Where was it? Shame on you. All those that forget God will be turned into hell.
Oh, see,
Yes. You must not forget about God. So the first group that are going to hell are wicked people. Second group are those who forget God. Number three, the chief ones and pompous bishops of the world are going straight to hell. Isaiah 14 verse 9 says, let me read it. Hell from beneath is moved to meet thee at thy coming. It stirreth up the dead for thee. All the chief ones of the earth, all the big people of the earth, it has raised their thrones and of kings. All they that see thee shall say, art thou also become weak as we? Are you become like unto us? Thy pomp or thy pomposity is brought down to the grave, and the worm is spread over thee. They are the pompous ones and the chief ones of the earth. Don't be too big,
oh.
Number four, the beast and the false prophet are going straight into the hell. The Bible says the beast was taken, the false prophet was taken, he deceived the whole world, he was cast alive into the lake of fire. Number five, the devil is going to hell to wait for you there. That's one of the reasons why you shouldn't go to hell. Satan is going to be with you in the same room. The Bible says in Revelation chapter 20, it says, and the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, and he shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. Can you imagine you are in hell and then you feel something passing over you like this? You say,
hey!
And the devil and demons are sitting on you inside the fire.
Listen, Lilwe.
You will never go there in the name of Jesus Christ. That is why we came to Victoria Falls.
This is just a zile falls.
To warn you. Heaven is real. Hell is real. How many want to be with demons? Number six. Anyone whose name is not found in the book of life will go to hell. Revelation 20 verse 15. Whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Everybody here, tonight is a night of registration. I want to register you in the book of life tonight. Because if your name is not in that book, you are going there straight. When you die, you get to the gate of heaven. You'll be knocking. You say, can I come in? The angel will check for your name. What's your name?
Estelle.
Estelle what?
Estelle.
Zulu.
Zulu.
And your address, this the angel will be asking you, Estelle, stand up.
Estelle
Zulu.
Estelle Zulu.
And what is your address? With the check in the computer. Estelle Zulu, you want to come into heaven?
Estelle Zulu, from Genesis.
When they check. And your name is not there. I am sorry. Your name may be registered in your school. But it will not work. Your name may be registered in the political party. It will not work over there. You may be an American citizen registered in American government. Sorry. If your name is not in the book of life, you are going down. Tonight is your name in the book of life. Jesus told us there is one person I left out who is in hell. At least we are sure that one person we know is in hell.
Is
the rich man who used to feed Lazarus with crumbs. We know at least one rich man is in hell. Jesus said that there was this rich man who died, who was eating chicken, nyama, very sumptuously every day, clothed in purple. Ah, somebody's wearing purple here. Stand up. The color for riches is purple. And the rich man was wearing purple every day. He doesn't change his color. Wow. And the Bible says that the rich man had a poor man called Lazarus laid at the gate of the rich man, desiring to be fed from the crumbs. When the rich man finishes eating and chews his bone. Do you chew bones in Zimbabwe? Yeah, in Ghana we also chew bones. So when you finish chewing the bone, and whatever, if you don't swallow the leftover, then you sweep the table, and then the poor man comes to take some of the crumbs. And then he eats the crumbs from the rich man's house dustbin. And the poor man had a lot of sores. Everybody say sores. How do you say sore in your language?
There is londa emzimbe.
Sores.
Why is londa malonda?
Silonda.
Yes.
Silonda.
It's londa.
Inzilonda.
Inzilonda.
He had a lot of Inzilonda on his leg. leg. All his leg was covered with inzilonda. And the dogs in the area, all the area dogs, early in the morning, there is more blood and brown pus with greenish, yellowish, and water. It comes up the source all on the legs and all the legs. And the dogs come early in the morning, and they are quarreling over who is eating the left side. Brown dog, black and white dog, licking here, and he was, and the dogs came to lick his saw every day. And when he's sleeping a bit, the dog come back, and they suddenly get up, and they are licking every day. Dogs were his nurses, because he could not afford Victoria Hospital, Victoria Falls Hospital. And one day, the Bible says, the poor man, I think the dogs beat him and he developed fever. Yeah. So one day the poor man was having fever and shaking. He was shaking like this. And then he died. But you see, when you die, the Bible says immediately you get up for judgment. So the poor man died. And when he got up, the Bible says angels came around him. Angels came and escorted the rich, the poor man, straight to heaven. These are angels. These are, I'm the poor man, and these are my angels that have come to escort me, to deliver me from the demons and escort me straight to heaven.
Wow.
Now the rich man, he was smoking cigars.
Why Bema if Kwayeli Leviso Okutwang Masika?
He was drinking, what is the name of the drink?
Why Nata Iba Pumundu
Mataimundu
Iba Pumundu Le.
He was drinking Mataimundu.
Why not Iba Pumundu?
He had about so many girlfriends. Come, I need four of you. One, two, three, four.
Was that my girlfriend?
Come on stage.
Was that my girlfriend? That was four. Was that?
Most of the rich men have a lot of girlfriends.
It's not his name. It's not my girlfriend. My name.
Hey, hurry up, girlfriends.
Pangilisan my girlfriend.
Now, surround the rich man. You have to behave like girlfriends. You don't know how to be a girlfriend. Come on.
I was a girlfriend.
The rich man was enjoying. And one day, the Bible says the rich man died. And he also died. Girlfriends, run away. But this time, when the rich man woke up, there were no angels. You go and read your Bible. But demons came for the rich man.
Hey,
hey.
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 Hey. Hey. Hey.
rich man was taken straight into hell.
Yes.
Go and read your Bible. No angels came for the rich man. Demons. There are a lot of demons all around in Victoria Falls. When you die and you don't know Jesus, you go down. Down, you descend into hell. And the Bible says the rich man was in hell. And he saw
Abraham.
Far. And he cried. Father
Abraham.
I am sorry for all my sins. Have mercy on me now. Father Abraham said no. When you go to hell, every question you ask, the answer is no. Have mercy on me. No.
I
am tormented. I'm used to air conditioning in Victoria Falls and Bulawayo and Harare. I'm used to air conditioning. I'm feeling hot. I'm struggling. Help me. No. Mention my name to Lazarus. Lazarus knows me. Tell him, Mr. Big Staff says he should come right now to see me with some water. And he should bring me one drop of water to cool my tongue. Just a drop. Not a glass. Not a bottle. Just a drop.
No.
There is a place. They are crying for one drop. They don't ask for bottle. They don't ask for glass. They don't ask for anything. Just a drop of water. Father Abraham said, no.
Abraham said, hi.
No, no water. No mercy. No water. No sending of anybody anymore. No sending of anybody anymore. No big shot is in here anymore. Then he said, Father Abraham, I have 5 brothers in Victoria Falls, in Bulawayo, one is in Kadoma, one is in Kwekwe, one is in Gweru. I beg you, let us send Lazarus as a missionary, as an evangelist. Abraham said, no.
Abraham said,
no sending. Now you see that the rich man was now more evangelistic than some of the pastors. He was not trying to send
missionaries.
A lot of pastors don't send anybody to do anything. But the rich man was interested in sending people. And Father Abraham said, they have the prophets, your 5 brothers. Let them listen to the prophets. Let them hear the prophets. Unfortunately, many of the prophets are only preaching about money. They are not warning people about heaven and hell.
What's the city?
Prophets, you are supposed to preach about hell. It's supposed to be in the topics you preach about hell.
Wasezini bala ba prophet, gabalale la ba prophet. Kodwa impela usizi, ukuthi ama prophet balezi insuku abasashumayeli bexwayisa ngesoko, sebekhuluma ngokuphumelela ngemali ngemoto enhle. Ba prophet shumayelani ngesoko.
Jesus said, how can you escape this damnation of hell? How many want to know? Look, don't say the rich man went to hell because he was a rich man. No, Abraham was also a rich man. But Abraham was in heaven and that rich man was in hell. So it's not because of his money that he went to hell. It's because he had forgotten about God.
Yes.
How can you escape? You are listening to me. Listen
carefully.
What you saw me doing today, it will happen one day. Everybody here will either go down or up. I tell everybody. In 50 years from now, 50, almost everybody in this field will be buried. Check your age and see, plus 50. That is in the year
2066.
Almost everybody here will be have been buried and even forgotten. Where will you go? This is the reason why God so loved the world that he gave his only son Jesus Christ to come and die on the cross so that whoever believes in Jesus Christ will not perish but have everlasting life.
Jesus is that uNkulunkulu owathumela indodana yakhe uJesu wezemhlabeni wasifela enqamlezweni ukuze ubani lobani okholwa kuye angabhubhi kodwa abe nokuphila okunaphakade.
Tonight,
namhlanje ntambama,
look at my hand, everybody.
Come on, man.
God sent me to invite you.
Enkosi uNkulunkulu ngithumile ukuthi ngunxuse
to come to the cross.
Ukuthi woze siphambanweni.
And bow your knees. Every knee shall bow, including your knees, but some will bow too late. See, the rich man was begging mercy. Have mercy. Go home and read your Bible. You see, the rich man was begging. Have mercy. Do you remember September 11th?
September 11, 1999.
No, 2001. One of the guys who planned to bomb, he bombed America before September
11th.
He was arrested. And he was put on trial. And when he was tried, he said, I will do it again if I get the chance.
What is that? What is that?
He was sentenced to life imprisonment times many times of life. So about 500 years of life imprisonment. And they put him in a prison
7
7 feet.
Seven feet
by 10 feet.
Bamenzela igodi eliyi 7 feet ngobubanzi ubude liyi 10 feet.
Seven, I'm 6 feet, so six, so like this, 7 feet by 10 feet. It's in America.
Yes, 6 feet. Lundota, why is 7 feet? Why is it dulu igodi lakhe? That is dula me.
He's not allowed to see any human being, even when he's going to eat. He's not to see a human being again. When they were taking, he was shouting that he would kill more people. But after some years, he has started to beg in the prison. 7 feet by 10 feet. No human being ever. He's just in the room. Like this. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. Here. It's finished. For 500 years. This wicked man is now begging. Listen, you see, people think it's a joke, but it's not a joke.
Yes.
Recently he was begging. He wants to see a human being. No, even to eat, no.
But the hash, pendulo, hash.
Worse. Listen, tonight, God loves you so much. If human beings can put a fellow human being in such a room, God can do wilder things. Tonight, God is calling you to come for cleansing, washing with the blood of Jesus. Without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness. Jesus died on the cross for you. He paid the price so that you and me will never go to hell. One day, you will hear that I'm dead. Or I will hear that you are dead. We don't know who will go first. But when you die, when I die, and I get to the gate of heaven, I cannot say, open for me. I am a good man. No.
Hi.
The reason for me to go to heaven is the same as for you. I cannot go to heaven because I was a preacher. There is only one reason I can go to heaven.
It's
because Jesus Christ died for me and has paid for my ticket to go into heaven with his blood. That's the only reason. It's the same reason as you.
This is a just one.
If you open your heart and receive Jesus as your Savior, then you can answer the question Jesus asked. How can you escape the damnation of hell? Do you know why God sent me here? To warn you about the rich man and Lazarus. To tell you that it's true. It's real. You must believe in God. You must turn away from your sins and come to Jesus Christ. Tonight, how many of you want to register your name in the book of life? Let me see your hand if you want to register. Or if you don't want to register, you don't have to. It's not by force.
Yeah.
A lot of people laugh at me when I preach. But when you are dying, you will not laugh.
Do
you know that a number of people have called me when they were dying?
Now,
when they were in the hospital dying, they called me. But when they were alive, when they were strong, when they were not dying, they mock at me. But when they were dying, they said, call evangelist Doug. Tonight, look at my hand. God sent me to call you. To come to him. Come unto Jesus. Give him your life today. He will wash away your sins. And write your name in the book of life. And your life will never be the same. How many want to receive Jesus tonight? How many want to receive his blood tonight? Stand to your feet. I'm going to pray with you. If you want Jesus Christ, don't listen to anybody now. Don't talk to anybody. This is the holy moment. The moment of salvation. The Bible says, as many as believed, as many as received, he gave power to become the sons of God. Tonight, if you are here, you want Jesus Christ to register you in the book of life. You want your name to be written in the book of life. Then lift up your hand. I'm going to pray with you right now. Don't look at anybody or don't talk to anybody now. Don't think about anybody. Your hand must be up if you want your name in the book of life. If you want your sins to be washed away, then your hand must be up. If you don't want to go to hell that the rich man went to, then your hand must be up. And say this prayer with me. Say, Jesus, I cannot hear you. Say, Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For warning me today.
For warning me today.
About hell.
About hell.
Oh God.
Oh God.
Please have mercy on me.
Please have mercy on me.
I am sorry.
I am sorry.
For all my sins.
For all my sins.
I have done many, many bad things.
I have done many, many bad things.
Please have mercy on me.
Please have mercy on me.
I have told many lies.
I have told many lies.
I have done many sins.
I have done many sins.
Jesus.
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 Please forgive me.
Please forgive me.
I am sorry.
I am sorry.
For my sins.
For my sins.
Have mercy on me today.
Have mercy on me today.
I am turning away.
I am turning away.
Tonight.
Not that.
From all my wicked ways.
From all my wicked ways.
Oh God.
Oh God.
Cleanse me now.
Cleanse me now.
Wash me now.
Wash me now.
Wash me now.
Wash me now.
With your blood.
With your blood.
The blood of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus.
Cleanse me.
Cleanse me.
Wash me.
Wash me.
Forgive me.
Forgive me.
With the blood of Jesus.
With the blood of Jesus.
From all my sins.
From all my sins.
And all my wicked ways.
All my wicked ways.
Now lift your two hands up. Say, Jesus. Tonight.
Tonight.
I open my heart.
I open my heart.
Come into my heart.
Come into my heart.
Make me a new person.
Make me a new person.
Come inside.
Come inside.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Take over my life.
Take over my life.
Take over my life.
Take over my life.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For taking over.
For taking over.
My life.
My life.
I love you, Jesus.
I love you, Jesus.
Please write my name tonight in the book of life.
Please write my name tonight in the book of life.
My name is. Mention your name right now. My name is. Please write this name tonight.
Please write this name tonight.
In the book of life.
In the book of life.
From this moment. I am registered in the book of life.
I am registered in the book of life.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
For saving me. And registering me. My name. In the book of life.
I love you, Jesus.
Now lift up your two hands like this and say, I love you, Jesus.
I love you, Jesus.
And I thank you, Jesus. For all that you have done for me. From tonight. I belong to you, Jesus.
I will follow you, Jesus.
And I will serve you, Jesus. Now lift your finger, just one finger like this, and say after me, Satan, listen carefully. Satan.
Listen to me.
In the name of Jesus Christ. I will not follow you again. I will not obey you again.
I will not save you again.
Satan. I reject you.
I rebuke you.
I refuse you.
In the name of Jesus.
I belong to God from tonight. I will follow Jesus from tonight. Lift your two hands, say thank you, Jesus. For saving me from the devil. For saving my life.
For dying for me.
I love you, Jesus.
I thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Why don't you give Jesus a shout of
hallelujah?
What a blessing of salvation. What a blessing of salvation. Great salvation in Victoria Falls. What a blessing of salvation. Your turn.
What did God suggest?
Everybody.
Welcome on Holy Ghost Church. Hiyabuya kuwe. Hiyabuya kuwe. Wamu mpaisa esoko. Hiyabamuge la namchanche. Hiyanamuge lilizwi lako. Hitate nkosi. Ungi tlanze ngegazi lako. Ungi tlanze ezonweni zami. Yenzi lizonwe ezinengi. Yenzi lububi obunengi. Kodwa namhlanje bhala ibizo lami ebhukwini labaphilayo. Bhala ibizo lami ebhukwini labaphilayo. Phakamisa isandla sakho uningiyabonga Nkulunkulu ngokungikhulula, ngokungihlenga, ngokungithethelela, ngokubhala ibizo lami ebhukwini labaphilayo. Phakamisa umuno wakho khathesi wodwa uthi wena Satan, ngiyakukhalimela, ngiyakudela, ngiyakwala ngegama likaJesu. Angiseyi kukulandela. Sengikhululiwe, ngihlengiwe mina, sengingumntaka Nkulunkulu. Phakamisa izandla zakho ezimbili uthi ngiyabonga Baba Nkulunkulu ngokungisindisa. Ngiyabonga Baba Nkulunkulu.
Oh yes, hallelujah. Give the Lord a shout.
Wow. Hallelujah. You are now born again. Drop your hands. Now, there is a very big change that must be seen in your life as a new believer. And that change is that you must start going to church. There are many of you who are not going to church. You are not a part of any church. But today you have received Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. And you must be a part of a church. On the stage we have the pastors of Victoria Falls. There are many wonderful churches in this city. And tomorrow is Sunday. Tomorrow you are going to church. And every Sunday you go to church. I want to ask all the ushers, all the counselors, just as you were yesterday, when those who are about to give their testimonies are called forward, you start writing down the names of all the converts around you. And make sure you follow them up. And when the campaign is over tonight, I want to ask all the young men and the choristers to wait behind and help us to pack the things down. God will bless you for that help you give Healing Jesus campaign. God bless you.
Can you
hear me?
It's time for miracles. It's time for healing. Now listen carefully. Jesus Christ is not only a teaching Jesus and a preaching Jesus, is also a healing Jesus. And tonight is the last night in Victoria Falls. But God is doing great miracles already. And tonight, I want to pray with you, and God's power is going to touch you. There is going to be an outbreak of miracles in a few seconds. I said there's going to be an outbreak of miracles in a few seconds. How many believe that Jesus is more powerful than a human being? Whatever you cannot do for yourself, Jesus can do it for you. And tonight, Jesus is touching everybody here with a miracle. One day, Jesus was approached by a commander, a centurion commander of the army. And the centurion commander said, "My servant is not well in the house." So Jesus said, "Okay, let's go, let's go." But the man said, "No, you don't need to come to my house. Stand where you are, speak the words, and my servant will be healed over there." Tonight, as the word of God is coming, wherever you are standing, a miracle is coming to you over there. One day, I was preaching, and there was a lady at the back. God opened her eyes. She was amazed at what she saw. Every time I said, "Receive your healing, receive this, receive that," There was a mighty angel standing on the stage. And the angel was throwing a parcel into the congregation. And there were smaller angels taking the parcel to those who were far away.
Tonight,
wherever you are, a parcel, a gift,
a
healing, a blessing is coming to you far
away.
Lift your hands. He's a healing Jesus.
He's
a healing Jesus. A healing Jesus. He's healing you.
Says when the even was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils in the evening, and Jesus cast out the spirits with his word. His word. He cast out the spirits with his word and healed all that were sick. Tonight Jesus is here, and it is evening again, and he's going to heal you and cast out devils from you. Put your hand wherever your problem is. Is the Lord that healed thee tonight? Is the Lord that takes away your pain? Receive your healing now. Cancer is disappearing. Tumors are disappearing. Eyes are opening. Ears are opening. Receive it now. Receive it. Power is flowing in this place. Wherever you are, whatever curse is following you, whatever is molesting you, you are being set free tonight. Receive it now. Receive it at the back. Receive it. Receive it. Devils going out of you now. In Jesus' name. Anyone who is stuck in a trap, in a snare, you are delivered tonight in the name of Jesus. Receive it. Father, I thank you for your power, your blessing, and your healing. Everybody lift your hand right now and thank God for something. No, the Bible says he healed all, not some all. Receive healing. Everybody is being healed tonight. Thank you, Jesus.
What's my boy?
Thank you, Jesus.
What's my boy?
You are the Lord that healed us. tonight. So many, many, many miracles. Eyes, ears, especially curses and things that cannot be solved. Thank you for your power that is moving. Receive it now. Receive it. Wherever you are standing, check yourself right now. Something has happened. It's still happening. Father, thank you. Receive your healing now. If it's your eye, put your hand on your eye quickly. If it is your knee, put your hand on your knee. If it's your back, put your hand on your back. Somebody has just received a healing in the breast. Miracles are happening right now. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Father, thank you for miracles. Thank you for miracles. Receive it, it's flowing. Somebody with HIV, you are being healed. You could not have a child. God is doing it for you. You could not get married. After this program, you will be married. Father, thank you for miracles. Power that is flowing in this place. Lift your hand again and thank him. You are the Lord.
You are the Lord.
Oh yes.
You are the Lord. I need now.
You sent your word.
You sent your word.
And you heal
my disease. You are the Lord. I need now.
Financial curses are also being broken right now. Whatever financial curse is following you, may the power of God break that curse in your life tonight. Be free from demons, harassments, wickedness of Satan. Is broken today. I pluck off the chains from your life. I pluck off the chains from your life. You are free from demonic powers from tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Right now, whatever problem you have, begin to examine yourself. Maybe you couldn't walk. Start walking now. You couldn't see. Open your eyes. You had a pain. You couldn't hear. You had a lump in your breast. Check it quickly. Something is happening. Something. Snake has bitten you. You are healed from that snake bite. Power of the Holy Ghost is working right now. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for so many miracles tonight. What a night of healings. And what a night of miracles. Right now, as every head is bowed, if God has touched you tonight and you can sense that something has happened, not that you are believing that something will happen in the future, but right now you can see that God has touched you. If you are here, God has touched you tonight. Lift your right hand quickly. God bless you. Yes, 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 yes. All over the place. Not that you are believing that it will happen in the future. But right now, you can see that something has happened. Your hand must be up, your right hand. And I want you to come to the front. I'm going to pray for you quickly. Very quickly. If God has touched you, come. Put these two buckets here. I need two buckets here. If God has touched you, quickly come.
What's
going on?
See, I go to Pisa.
Quickly, come.
Wherever you are, if God has touched you, come now. I want to pray with you right now. And take your testimony from at the back there. Everywhere. Now, Corey says, step back a bit, step back. Go back to your chairs. I'll pray. Wherever you are, God has touched you. Come. Now, give me a bucket. Put it up here. Wherever you are, if God has healed you tonight, come quickly. You couldn't see, but now you can see. You are blind. You couldn't see clearly, but God has done something. Come quickly, come. Because I'm going to pray the final blessing for Victoria Falls for everybody who is here. Now, before we go, you know, I normally don't do this, but today I want to show you. See this bucket? Normally, I don't pray for finances. Normally, this is the first time. But I prayed for you, and I believe that God is going to do something new in Victoria Falls in your finances. And whatever that is going to be the case, it is important that you sow a special seed. Even though you have already given offerings, I'm going to tell you, if God touches your heart, plant a seed here in this bucket. I'm going to put the bucket down. It will turn into a miracle harvest for you in the name of Jesus. Normally I don't do this. This is the first time I'm there. You can ask all those who have been in the crusade. I believe that is a special day. Whatever offering you give will be used to buy fuel. All these trucks are traveling 700 kilometers tomorrow to the next town. 700 kilometers. Yeah. 700 kilometers.
700 kilometers.
So it's a blessing because you are sowing a good seed. If God touches your heart, sow a seed and say, I'm helping the healing campaign, and my life will also be healed financially. Father, bless everyone that is part of this special offering. I'm going to put some buckets right in front here.
So follow my basket lab.
As we take the testimony, there are so many miracles here.
Bless my name.
But whilst your financial miracle, I believe, how many want to be part of this financial miracle? Lift your hand. Father, thank you. Thank you for the great financial miracle tonight, as they give a special seed in Jesus' name. Amen. Put the bucket down. Give me 10 buckets here in front here.
In Panama Basket Lab.
wherever you are, God touch you. 700 kilometers fill all these cars and trucks.
700 kilometers ama bus la na truck are ha.
And it's a blessing for you.
It's supposed to serve.
As you give. Beautiful miracles.
10 years she could not walk.
She could not walk.
Yes. She could not walk properly. Her legs were like this.
Let her tell us.
That's it. Where's the girl?
Amina nyambonga unkulunkulu nyambonga kakhulu. Ngoba bengibulawa ngamadolo iminyaka abona iyakwana 40 years. Yiko bese ngikhasa ngingasakwanisi lokupheka sokungane ezandleni zami lapha sokubuhlungu yonke indawo kodwa ngasensizwa ngingekhaya sihlale eMonti ukuthi hayi kulomfundisi wabuye eVictoria Falls singathi hawu ngifuna ukuthi uNkulunkulu eyisikisa uyazi ngibuya izolo imoto akazibuyanga eMonti kuzosithatha.
And what happened
tonight? Yes.
She had a problem for 40
years. And the pain gone.
And the pain
quickly,
gone.
We have so many miracles tonight. What happened next? Give the Lord a clap offering. What is this, doctor?
Totally blind for 5 years. She can see tonight movement of the hands. Totally blind.
What happened? What happened?
What happened?
What happened? What
happened? What happened? Manje uthi ubona ithunzi sebona abantu bemnyama kuphela sebona ithunzi kuphela.
Hallelujah.
Kodwa bengaboni total.
Total.
Yes.
Totally blind.
Yes.
And tonight
they see something like on.
She can see something.
Yes.
Can you see?
Tell her to do what
he's doing. Yes, and okwenzayo. We have one. Landela ukuthweza.
Ichokwadiye,
this lady was totally blind. Now she can see my hand moving.
Give
the Lord a mighty clap offering. Thank you for perfect healing. How many of you believe that she's perfectly healed? In Jesus' name. Amen. Olivia, what is this?
Arthritis could not move this knee for 3 years.
Let her tell us. Wow, she can walk now. No
she
pain.
Can walk, yes.
No more pain.
No more pain.
Thank you, Lord, for your healing in the name of
Jesus. Everything is a double, double.
Healing of the back. She was going to have surgery. surgery for severe back pain which shot into her right thigh. Tonight she came, she put her hand there when we were praying, and the pain is totally gone. She could not also make her fist and open it, but God has touched her tonight.
Wow. Is it true?
It's true.
What happened to you?
I'm going to come in and die.
I feel power in my body. I can now stretch my hands.
Wow. Give the Lord a mighty clap offering for healing tonight in the name of Jesus.
Evangelist, she could not see properly. She see now.
What does everyone attest?
Let her tell us.
Stay the call.
Yavona.
I can see you now.
Yeah.
I can
you could not see before.
Now I can see clearly.
Now I can see clearly. Why don't you give Jesus a mighty shout?
He's a mighty shout.
Are you excited that you can see now?
We are tabaying with the sumo na katesko. I'm so grateful because I could not see. But if you let me to go home now, I can go on my own because I can see.
Wow! She said if we let her to go, she can go home on her own now because
she can.
You know, you go home on your own, you don't think it is special.
When a man
we have not considered the fact that we go home on our own and we are not thinking that something has happened, but she is now telling us that today she can go home on her own. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. What a beautiful miracle. I can go home on my own. What is this, doctor?
Evangelist, this man said he had heavy feet. He could not show us and tell us what was wrong.
My legs, they were heavy. I couldn't walk properly. Anything running, I couldn't run.
Walk
and let's see, my dear. You can walk now. Can you run? Can you try running? What condition is this? What did the doctor say is wrong with you? What did the doctor say is wrong with your legs?
I said the left side a bit of a stroke.
Stroke?
He said it's a stroke, but I think because the two legs were heavy, sometimes a spinal injury can also cause heaviness of both legs.
But the doctor said you had a stroke.
Sir?
The doctor said you had a stroke.
The left side.
What's the left side? You left stroke to what?
Wow. Can you move your arm and your leg?
This is under circle. Don't you hold on?
I have a stroke. I lift your leg.
I'm missing you hold on my left leg.
Wow. Walk and let's see. This man had a stroke. Walk.
Walk.
Lift Jesus higher. Lift Jesus higher. Lift Jesus higher. Lift Jesus higher.
This man, when you have a stroke, one side of your body is paralyzed and you cannot move one side. God has touched this man and he's walking. So many times stroke, they never walk again.
Look at him walking. Look at him walking. Look at him walking.
Hallelujah.
Father, thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Olivia, what is happening?
Evangelist, this man had a swelling ear and it was very sore. He could not turn his head this way. The whole body. But now, 3 months.
What happened to you?
Wait, watch me.
And you couldn't do what?
And tonight? Yes.
The pain just disappeared when you're praying.
You can turn. CT scan. Is that something CT scan?
Yeah.
Oh, it's not CT scan, he said.
Yeah, it's not CT scan.
CT scan. Thank you, Jesus, for healing. Amen. Give the Lord a mighty clap of offering.
Wahamanati. Oh, Wahamanati. Oh, Wahamanati. Siabo. Wahamanati. Wahamanati.
What happened to this young man?
We know where Zagale went. I developed an ear pain about a month ago. So it was getting worse that I couldn't even put my finger in this right ear. But when you were praying, the pain disappeared.
The pain is gone.
Yes, it's good. I can put my finger into my ear now.
Doctor, what is this condition?
Chronic otitis media or otitis externa.
Chronic otitis
media or otitis externa.
Wow. Yes. Father, thank you for healing of the ear tonight. Give the Lord a mighty clap of in the ear is healed tonight. What is this, Olivia?
Evangelist, this is how she used to walk. Bent and using it.
Let us show us. Let us show us.
I'm feeling far much better. I had the pain. I could not stand on my own without the aid of this stick.
Okay, let's see now. She could not stand without the stick. How are you standing before? Show us. Wow. Father, thank you for your power tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Give the Lord a clap offering. Doctor, what is happening here?
Evangelist, partially deaf in both ears for 38 years.
Mina upatu teng ekulega ngilela phansi ngizwe ezenza lapha bekungani lento engani yadonseka so ngani yacheka so landela so lapho esifube nade ntshaya lufa and then there's in the twist lapha ngula kodwa so uvalo la and then lapha
can you hear?
Yes, 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 yes,
volume, can you hear the volume on stage?
Yes, 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 yes,
yes, yes, yes, yes, yes,
yes, yes, yes, yes, yes,
yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, but as you were praying, she felt some power pulling her on the left side, and she can hear clearly.
You can hear now?
Yes.
You can hear now?
Yes. Yes.
You can hear?
Yes.
Clearly. Give the Lord a mighty clap of it. This lady was deaf, partially deaf for 38 years. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Wow.
Wow.
What happened, Olivia?
3 weeks. The bone here was all stiff and painful. She couldn't move this hand. It was like this. Tonight, evangelist, after the prayer. Now, move it.
Hands are moving.
Yes.
Let her tell us what happened to her.
Tell him, I'm to go in over there.
Ni le 3 weeks ngingangwa nisukubamba nge ori paper bag ngiyithwele kanti ngiyehlule ukubidinga ithwale so ngite sikuta kasikhuleke ngizwisa na samjesi ukuthi tikhulu kade singa ibhonzo leli kanti lingani lichilele anzange ngiyesibhedle.
Is it gone?
So yes, pretty
gone.
For 3 weeks I had feeling some pain. I could not lift anything, but I felt the power on my hand and now I'm feeling fine.
Wow, give the Lord a mighty clap offering. Thank you, Jesus.
Lamps are vanishing tonight.
I have a lamp for the past 6 years ago.
A lamp where?
Here.
Oh, really?
And it was heavy.
It was what?
Heavy.
Heavy.
I feel heavy here.
And what happened today?
I just feel relieved.
Relieved? And is it gone?
Yes, it is gone.
Why don't you clap and shout hallelujah?
Everybody shout really.
Listen, this could be Hodgkin's lymphoma, it could be so many different things. Yes.
Evangelist, that's how she used to walk. She used to walk like
this. Is how she used to walk?
Yes.
What?
It got in her back, so.
That's how she used to walk.
You know, you sugar diabetes. So for 1 year. So in your residence, I said, August. So we take it up and get so you cook. In your cook so I'm a daughter. So if in your sister and says so. What? Cut us in your hand.
Did you see that? Did you see that? Come on. Did you see that? How she used to walk before. Tell her. Turn around.
Hey.
Hey. This is how she used to walk. And now, how are you walking? Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. What is this, doctor?
She's healed of pain in the abdomen.
Somebody with a lamp in your breast. Check it quickly. God is healing you.
What is this for?
Severe pain in the lower abdomen.
Wow!
Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Olivia, tell us what is happening. Olivia.
She's become maimed and she could not stand or walk.
She could not stand
or walk with others. She's moving with others.
What happened to you, Mama?
We know